My name is Carol Cadu Blackwood, and I am from Lawrence, Kansas, and I'm a national delegate, and I serve on the Lawrence School Board for USD 497. I would like to see money, not just lip service, I would like to see money put behind, and I would like to see someone to support, enforce, endorse the Indian Boarding School Report. And Deb Hollins, one of her recommendations is that schools should teach Native American curriculum. That's history, culture, language. That's what I would like to see, not just lip service saying, oh, we need to fund public education. They need to put money behind it. Because the boarding school history and trauma that's inflicted and impacted on our children, I speak more Potawatomi than Kickapoo just by sheer luck from my grandparents and my family, because the Kickapoo language was basically lost in my family due to boarding school history and trauma.
Can you share a little bit about, you know, change the name, change the mascot? why is that important?
Oh, it's so important in the way that the mascot issue, the Chiefs. I am a proud member, an active member of the Not in Our Honor Coalition. I see that as critical work to break down structural racism, as that imagery seeps into our classrooms. And it seeps into the way our children see themselves and view themselves, and it affects their confidence. So just change the name. I am just so proud to be here on this 100th anniversary of the Snyder Act, or the Indian Citizenship Act. I feel we are the first Americans, last Americans, and now with Peggy Flanagan, who is going to be our first female Native American governor, I feel like we're not invisible anymore.